Patterns of Presence, Day 14, Matthew 11, verse 29. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." This is quite some invitation that Jesus gives. It's an invitation that involves quite a lot of action. Come, take, learn, find. These words suggest to us that while our faith is built upon what Jesus has done and not what we need to do, there is still a measure of shift involved. And that shift is seen in our decisions and in our openness and willingness. Jesus' rallying call, a call that he makes more than once in his ministry, is, "Come to me, move in proximity to me." But this is more than just an invitation for closeness and nearness. This is more than just about occupying the same space together. Because Jesus invites us in the place of proximity to take something. Come and take. Come and get. This sounds a bit crass in language, and I guess it is. Because Jesus isn't inviting us into some kind of consumer exchange where we come into his presence just to take and just to get. But what he invites us to, and what he invites us to take, is actually that which will forever define us. He invites us to take something upon ourselves. And that which we have to take then is that which we are to carry with us. We are to take his yoke. Don't think eggs here. Think oxen. Yokes are agricultural tools placed across the shoulders of two animals. This wooden beam-like structure is designed to unite two animals. It fastens them together and makes them one. Now, they are still clearly two distinct animals in the yoke, but in their function, they become one. They work together. Instead of being independent, the yoke placed across their back unites them. They move at the same pace. Their independent strength becomes one. And as other tools would be attached to their shared yoke to be pulled behind them, then the two yoked animals become one force. The thing here, though, is that in this analogy, it kind of presents the two yoked animals as equal. In most cases, it would be two of the same kind of animal that would be yoked together. But that doesn't mean that they were equal. If you think about it, no two animals are uniformly the same. Much like us human beings, animals vary in shape and size, height, strength and ability. So even though two animals were yoked together, it didn't mean that two equal parties came to the plate. One might be physically stronger than the other, one might have more stamina than the other, one might be fitter than the other. But in the yoke, they became one. In the yoke, strength was found in the unity of the pair. A weaker, lesser animal would become as strong as that which it was yoked to. Jesus invites us into his yoke, to connect with him and to become connected with him. We are invited to adopt a position where we are united to him and forever walk in connection and relationship with him, but we don't step up to that plate as an equal. We come wearied from the world and burdened with the frailty of our human bodies and our human journey. And we step into a yoke, into a union, into a connection with the one to whom all things have been entrusted by the Creator. In that place, we become as strong as the one that we are yoked to. In that place, we begin a work together, a work that is actually about our walk, the way that we move, the way that we function. A work that is about the way that we journey through this world with what it is we've been given to carry. God gives us a call. He gives us a ministry. He gives us a task, a purpose. He gives us a wife, a husband, a family, friendships, a job, a career, a vocation. He gives to each of us that which we have to guide through life, that which we have to spend our whole lives carrying or journeying through life with as our own. And as we're called to carry, to guide, to lead, to journey with that which he's given us, he invites us. Come close to me and step into my yoke. Connect with me, journey in connection with me. I want to help you with what you carry and the calling that you've been given and the blessing that you steward. We're going to work at this together. We're going to walk through this life together. You've not to do this in your own strength or your own ability. I bring to your natural strength and ability my strength and ability, which FYI is much greater. You don't have the strength for this, but I do. And together we can walk this to the finish line. Come and take. Move in proximity to me and then let's start moving together. Connect with me and let me forever shape your function and movement. If you try and carry this and walk this to the finish line on your own, you'll only become weary and burdened. But when you connect with me, you become as strong as the one you are yoked with. Today, pause for a moment. Jesus invites you to come and take. Come and take his yoke. The taking in his presence is about beginning to work with Jesus, beginning a work that is actually about your walk. Are you walking in the yoke with Jesus? Maybe you've broken out of the yoke. Maybe you've neglected the place of connection. Are you wearied and burdened from what you've had to carry and the things you've had to work through? Jesus invites you today. Step into his yoke. Work with him. Walk with him. Don't rush ahead. Don't lag behind. Don't strive by yourself or work with your own strength. Work with him. Walk with him. Everything's been entrusted to him. So his pace is the right pace. His strength is the right strength. His direction is the right direction. So today, come in proximity to him and connect with his presence, and you will find rest for your soul, and you will find that his grace is sufficient for you and his strength is made perfect in your weakness. Today, place yourself in the yoke with Jesus.
For me to rise, counting down the seconds till I open up my eyes. I hear your invitation. You have been so patient. Lord, this is my reply. I wanna walk with you and talk with you, hear you speaking, feel you breathing, walk with you and talk with you. You.
not just around you. I wanna love you, not just be loved by you. I wanna walk with you.
With you.